have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Why right on Elation Radio. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We are honored to be with you on today. Hallelujah. God is good and greatly to be praised. Amen. We are excited to be back with you on another Wednesday that the Lord has blessed us with. We're super excited. Listen, the whining singer song that millions didn't make it, but we were one of the ones who did it. On that, we need to give him glory, give him praise, and honor him for a space in the earth to continue to do what he's called us to do. You are more than enough on today. Our God is great and greatly to be praised, and we welcome you here to the Just For You podcast. I want you to know that God is up to something wonderful concerning you. He knows your thoughts. He knows your heart. He knows your mind, and he won't disappoint you. What do I mean? He's there with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He has you on his mind. On today, I'd like to send a very special shout out to you, the listeners. Thank you for taking time out to pray for us, to send all kinds of texts and words of encouragement. We read them, we're excited about them, and we're thankful that you take time out of your schedule to listen to the podcast as well as share it and inform others. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We don't take it lightly here at Just For You or Elation Radio. We appreciate you. I'd like to send a shout out to our very own CEO and visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. We love you and your family, our Elation family. Listen, you guys may not know this, but do you know at Elation Radio, we are exactly like a real family. Amen. We are like sisters and brothers. We not only for each other's podcasts and what goes on in our life, we pray for you, the listeners. So I want you to know that this is a loving, compassionate radio station. We don't take it for granted. Also, I'd like to honor my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. He's in the house with us on today. I'm so thankful for it and excited about that. And I want to honor the guest of honor, the one who makes it all possible. That is our Abba Father and our elder brother, Jesus Christ. Listen, I and you and no one could be all that they could be without him giving us life, giving us the ability to be able to follow him and to do what he's assigned us to do. Listen, don't take for granted what you're called to do, how you're called to do it, because he chose you for the job. If you don't know him and you want to get to know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's as simple as calling on the name of the Lord in Romans 10, 9, and 10, and asking him to come into your heart to forgive you of your sins. You will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that he is Lord, and the Bible says you shall be saved. So I want you to be encouraged. It doesn't end there. You do need to keep in contact with the Lord and find a leader, a ministry, a local assembly to gather yourself together to be able to learn, grow, and thrive in the Lord. And as you do that, you will be able to maintain your relationship with the Lord. Why? Because it's personal. Why am I talking about that? because he's soon to return. He's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. Listen, he's going to start first at the household of God. And then he's coming after the believers and those that are in the world. Listen, we will either know him as our father or know him as our judge. I'll take him as my daddy. I want him to love me like a daddy and to welcome me as a daughter. God bless you on today. For those of you that are listening in for the first time, I'd love to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive and naturally utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear, hallelujah, teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Before we begin, we always need to go before the throne of grace and ask the Lord to come in. Why? Because we move without him. We need his guidance. We need his wisdom. We need his understanding. And we just want you to know how valuable you are in the sight of the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. When you look at the grass outside, even though it's been raining here in St. Louis, we've had hailstorms and rain. He's still good, and he's still worthy. He's handling everybody according to his schedule, and he never makes a mistake. Even when we don't understand why things happen the way they do, when they happen, and many things that will plague our minds and our hearts, he is still worthy to be praised. In the midst of our brokenness and the heavy-heartedness and all that we face in this life, when it seems like it's too hard to bear, there is yet still joy in the hearts and the minds of those who believe him, because he teaches us, Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Often when I feel some type of way, as the young people would say, I have to remind my mind, my body, my spirit that Jesus is in control. We hurt in this body. Sometimes it's our life. There are situations that come up. But when they do, it is a reminder to us to have an ultimate praise party. On today, we're going to talk about him as our leader. And we want us to pay close attention to the word of God, that we can apply it to each of our lives, that he may be glorified and lifted up. And I'm honored on today that my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., is with us today. I'm telling you, what the Lord is doing in our lives is amazing. And I want you to hear from him as to how good God is in his life. Amen. So at this time, we're going to pray. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you all that you've done, all that you're about to do, and all that you will do in our lives. Forgive us, Father, of our sins, words that may have been said or actions that may have been displayed, things that did not please you. Forgive us of our sins, and we will forgive others that we may be forgiven. We need you now more than we've ever needed you before. We need your guidance, your wisdom, your love. We ask you to come into this podcast, have your divine will and way, show up and show out. Give us strength, give us peace, give us your anointing like never before. Bless Elation Radio. Bless our very own visionary, Dr. Timmy Robinson. Bless all of our Elation family, the listeners, and their family. Provide on today, heal on today, deliver on today, and we will thank you and praise you forevermore. You are Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and for that, we say thank you. Not only give us a heart to forgive, but give us a mind to forgive others. We want to be in alignment with you, God. Not according to what we feel and what we want, but by your blessing, by your will, and by your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, as we said, we're going to be talking today about the Lord as our leader. And to lead someone, it is to guide them. It is to give them direction. And do you know there are so many things that we learn in this life and trainings, like if you're in corporate training or training for different outreaches, there are various exercises about someone leading you. There are times when they blindfold someone and have them follow their voice, not knowing what's around them, but because of that leader, they can get to their destination safely. There's stress tests where someone stands behind you and you lean back into their arms and not knowing if they're going to catch you or not. There are other instances of leadership where they have various obstacles and you are, again, you're blindfolded. And they have you to go through all these obstacles to make sure you don't fall, you don't hurt yourself, you don't get in the way of what's in the process of your path. So on today, we're going to talk about leadership and the Lord, our Abba Father being our God. It's from a very familiar passage, which is Psalm 23. But if I can challenge you today, I want you to take the opportunity to not just mimic the words, but sincerely think about what does this passage mean to you on your today? What does this passage mean for you to open your heart, your mind, your spirit to what he's saying to us through this word and passage? We know David went through quite a bit, and to understand that leadership was necessary and needed, we have to understand when we come into relationship with the Lord, though we don't see him, we have to acknowledge that he's there. Begin Psalm 23. The first verse says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." This scripture is very personal. It becomes indicative of what we desire, we want, and what we believe, and how we receive this word. First of all, a shepherd leads sheep. The shepherd's job is to keep them together, that they follow through in their destination. He leads them with the staff. We'll talk later about that. But the job of the shepherd is to protect. The job of the shepherd is to make sure everybody reaches their destination safely. He has a way that he trains them that they're following suit. And when one veers off, there's a certain way that sheep is dealt with. The Bible begins by saying it's personal, that the Lord is our shepherd, and I shall not want. I shall not want for anything, not personally, spiritually, physically. We shall not want. Two, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. I love water. If I have my choice, every destination trip would include being by the water. When I went to Aruba, I didn't want to come home. I'm telling you, there's something about standing in the presence of a great ocean, a great lake, to see the water move as it moves, to hear the stillness in the sounds of the waves, to understand that God created this water. And water is a representation of God, because we cannot live without water in our physical bodies. It is necessary. It is refreshing. It gives us strength. Ever been out walking? And listen, you've walked those 3 miles, and in the midst of your walking, you may need to take a sip. Why? Because this water is going to hydrate you from all that has been dehydrated out of you. It is essential for your organs, your bloodstream, in order for us to live. And I'm not talking just about walking per se, but the need to have water in our lives. The Bible tells us he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. If doesn't it feel wonderful? Have you ever been on a picnic where you took your blanket, you brought your food, you laid down in the warmth of the green pasture and looked up on the sunny side or the cool of the breeze and enjoyed being there? And then you're beside the still water, again, hearing the sound of the water, hearing what is taking place. There's something about a peaceful and a serene environment. Three, he restoreth my soul. Let me stop right there. In order for him to restore our soul, our souls have gotten to a place it needed him. Question we must ask ourselves as we serve the Lord is, do we need him? Because when we find we need him, he restores our soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So I'm not doing righteousness for me. Righteousness is right living, right standing. For him, that others would see how to live under kingdom standards. When a king is present, a king has an awesome authority over everything he reigns, over everything in his power. He has authority. So we must remember, when we're talking about a shepherd, a leader, that he is in authority, and it is for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You mean to tell me this great God the great I am, the one whom I depend on. You know that it says that we're going to go through the shadow of death. We're going to have some heartache, some disappointment, some brokenness. We're going to see some things that look like it's over. But right there in the midst of it is the shepherd. Because the shepherd is there, I will fear no evil. You will fear no evil. For thou art with me. It's personal. Thou art with me. Whatever you face, thou art with me. A bill needs to be paid. Money's run out. Thou art with me. Family's in a disarray. Thou art with me. Whatever it is, thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. It pulls me back into an alignment. If you've ever seen a staff, it has a curvature hook, and it is used to pull the sheep back in. We're a way that it brings us back. Hallelujah. It brings us in order. It brings us in a place that we are with the shepherd to help us through, my God, today, to help us with whatever we're going through because it comforts us. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Wouldn't it be something if it said, in the presence of all that love you, care about you, that are celebrating you, the word of God makes its table is prepared before you and me in the presence of our enemies. To assure us and to let them know, not only is he with us, he is our protector. He is our Abba Father. He is the one that sees all, knows all, and is ensured of the power and authority that he has to handle our situation. He then says, thou anointest my head with oil. The anointing of God covers us, protects us. It gives us strength. It helps us to rise to the occasion to fulfill the assignment that he placed on our lives. Well, I'm not a pastor. I'm not a this. I'm not a that. He didn't ask you about position. He anoints you and calls you to serve. The title comes as to what he's allowing you and ordaining you to do. Is to serve. We must take on the mindset of what it was done. Listen, when the sheep were following the shepherd, my God, when the sheep were following the shepherd, they had the ability to follow the leader. But sometimes sheep want to see what's on the other side. The anointing of your head gives you guidance and instruction and the will of the Father to fulfill what he's called you to do. You can't do it on your own. Because of your anointing, your cup then runneth over. We often hear that. We often think of blessings and think of things that God may have done for us. And our cup runneth over. We are vessels that are filled with his spirit, filled with his anointing, filled with his power that runs over into a dying world. And this world takes notice of a running cup. Have you noticed in a restaurant if someone pours something into the cup and it begins to fall over, the first thing is for someone to grab the cup to make sure that it is where it's not overflowing on them. When a cup runs over, the world takes notice. My question for you today, is your cup running over? Has your head been anointed with oil in the presence of your enemy? In the presence of your enemy. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all, not some of the days, not half of my days. My God, today, not one-fourth of my day, but all the days of surely, my God, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Where is the house of the Lord? The house of the Lord is in you. It's in me. It's in the believers that believe he is Lord. It is in a building, it can be, but if you're not in the building, like we found out in the pandemic, where is the house of the Lord? Does he dwell with you there forever? Or are you in a position and a place where you do things in and of yourself? Therefore, there is no shepherd. Can I make that clear on today? There's no shepherd if you're in control of everything and you know it all and you want to do it your way. The shepherd's job is to lead and guide us to safety and to be able to protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger, to prepare a table before our enemies, to comfort us, to give us strength, to restore our souls. That's the shepherd's job. Through his word, through his service, through his callings on our lives, through what he's ordained, why it's personal. Only you know if you follow the shepherd. Only you know if you're listening to his every command. Only you know if you're fulfilling what he's giving you to do. It's not predicated if you're 100% well. It's not predicated upon if you know it all and been to seminary. It's not predicated if you don't feel you have everything you need. He equips you to serve him. He's just asking for your yes. The Lord for our yes. When we give him our yes, it is with an open spirit and an open mind, recognizing we can't do anything without him. We can't live without him. We can't breathe without him. We need the Lord over everything and everybody. Over everything and everybody. I want you to take this very personally because he began personally. When we recognize we're in relationship, it changes our thoughts about religion. Religion involves rules, routines. It is very, very synonymous with being a certain way all the time. Relationship allows you to pour your heart out before the King, our Daddy. And to understand, when we pour our heart out, He hears and He answers. Even when the answer isn't what we want it to be, He knows the path well for us. He's the good shepherd. He's a good, good father. And He won't fail you or me. He's loving. He's compassionate. He's a healing, and He's a deliverer. Things we need and more. So on today, we're trusting Him. We're trusting Him to do what only He can do in and through our lives as the Good Shepherd. As the Good Shepherd. All right. He's going to make it all right. So I'm excited that this word is a blessing to each and every one of you. It is a blessing to me. I love reading the word of God. I love hearing what He wants to say and how He wants to say it to each and every one of us. There's something about the presence of God that gives us all peace and helps us and shows us His love for us. I pray this week's exhortation has been such a blessing to you, and that it will help you in your spiritual life to grow stronger in your relationship with Him. And I pray that as He speaks to you, as you commune with Him, that you will see the greatness He has in your life. Too often we believe just going to church, doing this, doing that, but relationship draws you to Him. In ours, the church may not be open. Relationship allows you the freedom, the liberty, to call on His name when you need Him most. Relationship allows Him to be Abba Father in your life. That's who He is, and that's what He's done. That's what He's going to do if we allow Him. On today, I'm super excited to have with me on the podcast today Pastor Donald Wright Jr. He is a pastor, a community leader, a husband, a father. He wears many hats, and I'm grateful that He's given His life to the Lord, that He can share with others what that relationship means to Him. I like to introduce the song and present to others none other than Sir Donald Wright Jr. God bless you.
God bless you. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm just excited about being here today. I thank God for allowing me to see another day of His creation, another day that I had no idea or know anything about, another day that He keeps on showing that He is in control that he is Alpha, Omega, and our beginning and our end. I just thank God for being our shepherd. A lot of times we can choose somebody to be leaders. We have leaders all throughout the country, and we see the rise and fall of those leadership. I just thank God that he has never failed us yet. He's never allowed us to see the rise and fall of things that are not that he promised. His promise is forever true. And so I thank God for the promise of God. I thank God for his healing power and his touch. I thank God for continuing revealing his mysteries in our everyday lives. Amen.
Amen. So you talked a little bit about a shepherd, and what does it mean for him to shepherd you as a man? You know, we are often hearing about leaders and things of that nature. You're a leader. What does it mean to have the Lord as your shepherd? Does he talk to you? Does he lead you? Does he guide you?
First of all, a shepherd knows the direction that he's taking you into. He's not going to go by a roadmap or something of that nature and be thrown off course. He knows exactly where he's going, who he is, and he knows exactly what he stands for, and he's assured of his calling.
And as a man, how important is that? Because
it's very important.
Yeah.
It's very important. Man can lead you in many directions. We see it every day. There's no secret. There's, you know, nothing mysterious about those things. So God is who he is. There's no mystery about the things that he does. He don't lie about what he says he can perform and do.
Mm-hmm.
And, there is no nothing that he cannot perform or do in reference to healing of our bodies, our minds, our souls, communication, being of who we are and what we should stand for in reference to being holy and living a Christian and saved life.
So you face some challenges in your life, and you know how hard and difficult it can be when it seems like the odds are stacked against you. In Psalm 23, it talks about how he restores our souls, and he allows us to lay down by the still waters. That's a peaceful, powerful statement. How has that affected your life where the Lord has restored your soul and allowed you to be by the still waters to give you peace in the times of things that you face that seemed impossible?
I really haven't had any still waters. I have had peaceful times.
Yes.
And basically that's how I look at my still waters.
Yes.
I've seen a soothing a magnitude of soothing and calmness. No ruffled waters, no...
But I'm talking about when you've gone through in your body. You've gone through things that the doctors may have made you...
A lot of things I can't explain about what happened to my body.
No, I'm talking about what did the Word of God do for you to help you through those times. How did the Lord lead you through those times?
This is the Word of God
during
those times. The only thing I can say is that He restored my body when I had some issues with my heart, with my breathing issues. troubles with family members, family issues. With, I know he comes in and takes care of all that. I don't explain that, but I do know that he does all these things. And he protects and watches over us at all costs. And I believe and trust and know that that it is well within my soul.
Amen. It's well in your soul. And the reason I asked you about that was that somebody may be facing a mountain on today, and you may feel like all hope is gone. And the reason why I asked Pastor Don about that, because he's been through so many things. I've been through so many things physically and our bodies. But one thing we know is that the Lord is real. He hears, he answers, he delivers, he heals. He does like he said what the word of God says he will do. And the word of encouragement for you on today is to know that he still yet, when you go through the valley of the shadow of death, he's still real. He is with you. It's something to believe that you're doing it and you feel alone. But when the Lord is with you, your physical body can throw you off by making you feel as if he's not there. But we have angels that are assigned to us to help us through in every situation. Pastor Don, can you encourage someone today that may feel like maybe not necessarily all hope is gone, but that they feel that maybe things haven't been the way they wanted them to be, but that they know there is a God. They know he's able. But our human side can be a little down sometimes. Our human side can face those pressures, those challenges, those trials. Can you encourage them on today?
I just want to encourage everyone and all the listeners on today to know that we have a God that's not afraid of our challenges.
Wow.
Not afraid of our fears, not afraid of our mishaps, not afraid of our misunderstandings. He comes and sees about all of those things that we cannot handle ourselves. And that's our job, to leave them to him, not for us to try to figure out and worry about how the solution is to that problem. Give those cares to the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray about those things daily. Pray about them daily. And he will answer your prayer. Be sincere in your heart.
Amen. Amen. That's good stuff right there. To be sincere in your heart and to watch him work. The Bible concludes in Psalm the 23rd. It says that surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And what does it say? We will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What is goodness and mercy, Pastor? What does that mean, that goodness and mercy shall follow all the days of our life?
That we have an assurance that the Lord is going to be with us in our weakest hours. When we don't know how we're going to overcome those situations, we know that we have a Savior that we can go to and put our trust and cares in him and pray and ask God to forgive us of our heart and believe that it is so, and that he is going to handle and take care of the situation at hand. Sometimes we can, as his people, we get weary. That's a natural thing to do. people. God is teaching us that we have to deal with the spirit to know within ourselves, within our heart, that we're not scattered out, that our cares can be taken care of if we put them in the Lord Jesus Christ.
And goodness is his grace, his goodness, mm-hmm. his mercy. You know, when we're found by the world guilty, he allows his mercy to come in to cover us, to keep us, to allow us to get ourselves in his care. And I want you to know that's a promise, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go into the courtroom and you may be guilty, but God's goodness and mercy will follow you because you're under his care. He looks at every case differently. What may be for one may not be the same for the other, but his love never fails. His love never fails. I just want you to know on today, this passage is personal. You have to think about what you've been through in your life, what you're going through in your life, and know that if he was God then, he's the great I am now. And the great I am never, ever makes a mistake. He is in control, and he will do what he said he will do. Any closing remarks, Pastor God?
Just to stretch out and believe that all things are possible with Christ. We can't do nothing of ourselves. We can't do nothing of our own mind, of our own bodies. And without Jesus Christ, we can't do nothing. So whenever we know we're going through that we can't handle, we have to give it to him and leave it there. And trust him and knowing that he's going to take care. The Lord is our shepherd, which means that there is nobody else to take care of leading us and guiding us and protecting us. He is our protector. He is our shepherd. So we have to believe that he's going to gather us with the staff and get us back in line according to the Holy Scriptures and according to the Word of God.
Amen. Well, we'd like to thank Pastor Donald Wright Jr. for being with us on today.
Thank you, right.
Well, thank you, Pastor Don. We would like to appreciate God for being here with us more than anything, that he would lead God and direct us. I want you to be encouraged on today to know that he loves you, he cares about you, and the Lord is concerned about you no matter what you face and what you go through. Everybody isn't going through at the same time. Some people are celebrating. Some people are, but whatever season you're in, he is Lord. All right? Just remember that he is Lord. I want to share with you today, if this is your birthday month, the month of July, we celebrate you. To all the July birthdays out there, may God bless you, keep you, and protect you in all that you are doing in another year of life. Maybe it isn't your birthday. Maybe you've had a baby, graduated, whatever your success and celebration is, here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we celebrate you. Perhaps it's on the other end of the spectrum that you're going through. Perhaps there's been an illness or there's been a loss, or there's a challenge or a trial you're going through. We want you to know whatever you're facing here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we are praying for you. We're asking God to come in and have his divine will and way. We want you to know there are times you're going to be in need, and need can be taken care of. Here in the St. Louis area, we have two major resources that our community can depend on that connect with smaller grassroots organizations, and that is United Way 211 that we dial in the St. Louis area. Perhaps in your area, there is a different number, but they all have the same process. There's an intake specialist when you call. You share what is on your heart that you are in need of, and they have a list of resources and locations and various resources to meet your needs. You will contact United Way in the St. Louis area at 211. We also have Urban League STL, that's Urban League STL. They are here to assist us with housing, billing, things that you have need of, clothing, food, various. They have over 60 programs. They are now building a new senior center. And the list goes on and on and on. And they are preparing for a back to school as well as a back to school event, as well as a special guest coming to our city. And that is none other than Dr. And I said doctor. It is Fred Hammond. Take the doctor off. I'm not sure, but I said it. Fred Hammond will be in the St. Louis area. For more information about all the events that the Urban League has, you can listen to them. You can look them up at ulstl.com. That's ulstl.com. There's also the St. Louis County Library, where they are more than books and videos that you rent. They offer feedings for our children during the summer. There's also where they offer monthly products for women. They also have special services for seniors that can't get out to get books, movies. They have special that you're able to connect with the St. Louis County Library. For more information on all the products, services that they offer, you can contact them at slcl.org. That's slcl.org. Listen, we have so many great things happening in the St. Louis area, but I just want to say to you, thank the Lord for a city that is thriving. St. Louis is thriving and growing in businesses, in women entrepreneurs, in various entities, and we're glad about it. I want to share with you our announcements for our own Elation Radio. We are preparing for our fourth Friday on Clubhouse with the Women of Elation. It's called From Ashes to Beauty at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on, yep, that's right, Meet Me at the Club. As Timmy would say, the club, we're going to the club. So thank you so much. And we're looking forward to meeting you there with the Women of a Nation. We'll be pouring out, sharing of their lives, business, ministries, families, all that concerns living in this world that they will be sharing personally with you in the room. Also, we have on Monday night, Kingdom Wisdom Weekly with Pastors Donald and Michelle Wright on Facebook at 8:30 p.m. That's Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And please, by all means, meet us back here on Elation Radio. And that is with our very own sister, visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, on Wednesdays, hallelujah, at 5:30 p.m. That's Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We would love to hear what you are doing in your community. Send us your community announcements. You can send them directly to me at Michelle Wright, M-I-C-H-E-L-E. Last name is Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on Facebook. Or you may email me at Leading Right, leading like you're leading someone, right like my last name, at gmail.com. We love to hear from you. It helps us to know what and how we're impacting the community and the listening audience. And we are thankful for your comments, your prayers, and your love. Thank you again so much. Now we've come to the close of another podcast that we're grateful that this time has been well spent. We ask that you will continue to pray for all of us at Elation Radio. Pray for our families. Pray for those duties we are called to serve mankind. And also know we are praying for you as we pray and leave this podcast. Until the Lord says the same to gather us again. Let us pray. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for today's podcast, for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you for coming in, hearing us, and answering us, for giving us strength and for giving us peace, for giving us words to be able to live by and stand on, God. We don't take it for granted. We say thank you. We ask that you forgive us of our sins as we forgive others. Be our provider, our leader, our shepherd in all that we do. And Lord, to that one who has not made up their mind or on the fence about receiving you, Lord, will you touch their hearts, their minds. Remember the prayers of those moms, dads, aunties, uncles, grandparents, who's ever praying, friends that are praying. Lord, would you remember and answer those prayers? We pray for that one that's in the hospital, on the street, in their homes, that are going through an affliction, God. Would you help on today? We pray for the one who's making funeral arrangements and have to say goodbye to a loved one. God, we ask that you hold their hands, wrap your arms around them, give them strength, even as they grieve, O God, that you be with them, lead them, and direct them. Pray, O God, for Israel. You command us to pray for them, and we're asking you to cover, heal, strengthen, protect, and do all that is needed for Israel. We pray for the leadership across our country, in our local assemblies, in our government, wherever leadership is, that you protect, lead, guide, deliver in them. And Lord, let your perfect will be done. And Father, I pray for this podcast, just for you, the Elation Radio family and their families, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you will bless us all. Keep us in the care of your hands. And Lord, allow us to grow and to thrive according to your will, your promises, and that you may be glorified and lifted up. We say thank you. We praise you, and we honor you. Now, Lord, we just ask that you be with veterans across the country, those that have served our country but are yet in need of our country on today. Be with seniors, God. Be with those that can't help themselves, that they need your help. Father, don't forget about our youth. Be with them, protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. as they prepare to go back to another year of school. Lord, be with them. We pray for good teachers, good administrators, those that will lead and guide. And for the college students, keep your hands upon them, God. Be with Candace as she goes away. Be with Joseph as he goes away. Be with those that we love and know, those we don't know, God. Children that are going on, embarking their first year of college, be with them. And those that are returning to finish in their 4 years, be with each and every one of them and the parents. Make a way out of no way for all of your people and those that are calling upon your name. We thank you for forgiving us of sins and give us hearts to forgive. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, thank you again for listening to the Just For You podcast. We'll see you again, if the Lord says, on next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. That's Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you so much for being with us on today. And share this podcast. If it's been a blessing to you and someone else can hear a liberating word that will help them in their daily walk, we say thank you in advance. God bless you. This has been Pastor Michelle Wise White. God bless. Hallelujah.
Jesus, it's only you.